Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, January 28th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. Apple TV Plus currently only offers access to Apple original TV shows and movies, but another report this week suggests that Apple has considered expanding that library. CNBC reports that MGM and Apple have held preliminary talks about an acquisition, corroborating a report from the Wall Street Journal earlier this month. MGM is said to have held these talks with a number of different companies, including both Apple and Netflix. MGM's goal is to gauge interest in a potential acquisition after building up a content library that's reportedly worth over $10 billion. Much of that value comes from MGM's franchises, including things like James Bond, RoboCop, and The Magnificent Seven. MGM also owns the premium cable network Epix and has made shows including The Handmaid's Tale and Live PD. The Wall Street Journal's report last month said that Apple has also held talks with the Pac-12 about potentially integrating live sports into Apple TV+, but this week's CNBC report does not make any mention of that. Unlike its competitors, Apple TV+ is home purely to original content from Apple and does not offer a back catalog of any sort. While Apple is continuing to ramp up its original content production, these reports suggest that it has also at least considered the idea of an acquisition to build a broader catalog of content. At the iPhone 11 event in September, Apple showed off a demo from the makers of Filmic Pro, the ability to preview and record video from multiple cameras on the iPhone at the same time. This functionality has today been released as a new free application called DoubleTake. The app allows you to capture simultaneous video from two cameras and is compatible with the iPhone 11, iPhone 11 Pro, iPhone XS, and iPhone XR. The Filmic developers still plan to integrate this feature into the Filmic Pro app, but for now, the functionality is available separately while that work on integration continues. Using the new iOS 13 APIs for multicam video, DoubleTake can visualize shots from all four cameras on the iPhone 11 Pro. This includes the ultra-wide, wide, telephoto, and front-facing camera. And from there, you can choose which two cameras and angles you want to record from. When recording, you can choose split-screen or picture-in-picture layouts, and you can record as a composite or have the separate clips from each camera saved directly to your camera roll. It's pretty neat to actually see multiple perspectives at the same time using your iPhone's different cameras. And it'll be even more useful when the Filmic Pro app integrates these features for easier editing and slicing together. But for now, you can download Filmic's new DoubleTake app on the App Store for free. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium, provider of Apple Mac infrastructure as a service. As anyone creating apps for Mac or iOS knows, Apple requires you to build with macOS on authentic Mac hardware. Unfortunately, this leaves many dev teams working with their own hardware in-house, Mac Pros in a closet or a stack of Mac Minis under a desk. Mac Stadium has solved this problem by making Mac private clouds available in enterprise-grade data centers around the world. They're like AWS, Azure, or GCP, but for Mac hardware. Mac Stadium also recently debuted Orca, a new virtualization layer that lets developers integrate with standard tools like Docker to create and manage Mac clouds. And for 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners, Mac Stadium is offering 50% off the first 2 months of a Mac Mini subscription with code 9to5Mac at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Mac Stadium for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. With iOS 13, Apple announced that HomeKit would soon be supported by routers from Eero, Linksys, and Charter Spectrum. Thus far, none of those companies have actually rolled out HomeKit support to their routers, but new evidence this week suggests that Eero support could be coming sooner rather than later. Eero this week released an update for its Eero and Eero Pro routers, bringing them to version 3.18. The release notes for this update are unexciting, but as it turns out, it also includes preliminary HomeKit support behind the scenes. After updating to the latest firmware, the Eero and Eero Pro routers appear in the Home app as accessories you can add. As of right now, the actual integration between HomeKit and Eero is broken because there's no valid HomeKit setup code. But what this does mean is that Eero is continuing work on adding HomeKit integration behind the scenes. This is the strongest evidence yet from Eero that integration with HomeKit is coming. Apple mentioned Eero as a launch partner at WWDC, but Amazon's ownership of the brand has always led to some skepticism, and the silence that we've heard since WWDC hasn't been encouraging. Apple says that HomeKit-enabled routers will offer several security benefits, such as the ability to firewall off accessories, preventing them from accessing your entire network. Apple's website currently lists the Eero, Eero Pro, and the Linksys VLOP as the three routers slated to add HomeKit support at some point. When exactly these updates are coming, and whether or not any other manufacturers plan to join in, is unknown. But for now, we at least know that Eero is continuing its work on HomeKit integration, and it'll hopefully be here at some point sooner rather than later. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at ChanceHMiller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.